listening to the Pod Dirty Network. No, there ain't no stopping us. Welcome to Audio for Idiots. It's the Jack Wagon Express in your ear holes. Find us at Jack Wagon Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and on our website, pod30network.com.
Welcome into the Jack Wagon Express podcast. How's it going tonight, Steve?
Well, that was unusual.
You like the new intro?
That was interesting.
I don't like letting Steve in on stuff like that. Just try to get reaction. What is that? Shh. So, that very beginning noise you heard. If you listened to last week's episode, that is a strange encounter from another kind that we have no idea what the hell is going on with that.
That was fucked up.
That happened like three or four times.
Well, probably more than that.
Yeah, that was the longest one. And
that's what she said.
It's kind of a out-of-this-world sound, and we could not trace it. And Steve's pretty freaking good with electronics, and no idea. It doesn't sound like, you know, something that was going on in the house. I mean,
yeah, it was only coming through the headphones. It wasn't
right
audible anywhere else.
And it was just, I don't know. I think somebody was trying to talk to us.
Possible.
I mean, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
I let my wife listen to that sound, and she said, I think somebody was trying to communicate with you. And I'm like, yeah, I think so too.
So like an alien was having a cavity filled.
And they... Oh, I can't see what she did there. Good one.
Steve!
He's on the fucking ball today. You get all of them.
All of them.
So, yeah, that was very fucking interesting.
Mm-hmm. See if we have any hauntings this evening.
Yeah, we'll see here.
Mm-hmm.
Steve shared his sausage with me before the show. He got a whole bag of sausage over there. It's very good stuff.
Well, I'd hate for all this sausage to go to waste.
Word.
So, I apologize for the chewing.
I apologize for nothing.
This reminds me of something. When's the last time you've had a Slim Jim?
Long ass time.
Slim, them things suck balls.
They're like...
It's like chewing on a greasy cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I used to eat them fuckers all the time.
Well, they used to be good when they were more than an eighth inch thick. Them things are disgusting. Do not recommend Slim Jims, by the way. Just... Bleh. Unless they want to sponsor the show.
Then we will snap into them.
Yeah, we will snap into them and eat them all show long. So. If you notice, we have a new background, kind of. That was a birthday present. Mm-hmm. It's much more prettier. There's a hand behind me. As long as it doesn't do one of these fucking motions... I mean, you have good sausage, but I mean,
got him. All
right. Another thing I would like to talk about is homeschooling started. It started actually a week ago for you. So far, it's not so bad, but we're only 2 days in. Right now, they're just reviewing shit, and we'll see what happens. I got them good. I get up in the morning, And I do, you know, no tablets or electronics till their homework is done. And they get that shit done in record time. And I tell them that, you know, I am their teacher. And if they want to go to the bathroom, I have to give them a hall pass. No, but it's going pretty good. It is what it is, man.
You can hold sports tryouts and shit.
Oh, yeah. Now you're giving me ideas. We were kind of doing that the other day. I mean,
you should cut your own kids from the team.
Yeah. What the hell, do you think you are? You're a loser. Go in the house. You suck. Silver lining between all this is I've done more with my kids in the last 2 weeks than I have in a long time. I mean, we try to set time aside and do stuff like, you know, we have pizza night or movie night. It's just impossible to have a fucking movie night when you have kids in the range that I have, because a certain few don't stop talking. But yeah, been outside a lot, you know, shooting some hoops, all kinds of stuff. And I think the world is in for a change. I think when it comes back to normal, I don't think it's going to be like it is now. There's going to be some, I think there's going to be some changes.
I'm dying.
Uh-oh. Shit, I should have had it.
Wrong tube.
No, that was me. So yeah, I don't think it's going to come back to normal. I mean, it'll come back to normal, but I, you know, people are going to be a little more leery of shit. I'm just wondering what's ahead. What's going to be the changes when everything is supposedly, you know, back to normal? Is it going to just go back to the same old shit, or is there going to be, are there going to be a few different things in the world? Like when 9/11 happened, you know, all of a sudden airport security and that kind of stuff changed to, you know, way tighter than it used to be, and all these checks on this and that, and trying to buy a gun, that changed. There was more checks, and now it's normal. So I'm just wondering what's going to be the new normal. Any ideas? I know they didn't make Slim Jims any fucking better.
I don't know. I'd be okay with it staying like this, actually.
It's kind of nice. You know, you go into town now, and there's no idiots. You can get through town. There's, I mean, it's a little scary. We finally have a case in our area.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, we'll get into the COVIDiot section later. But
yeah,
we're going to play a couple games on the show. We're going to bring back Only Wrong Answers. We're also going to play Don't Be a COVIDiot. And yeah, got a couple news stories. Might play a bite
my pillow.
Can't talk. We might have a couple Mad Libs. I mean, Mad Libs. And yeah.
A Mad Libs?
Yeah, so far. If we get to it. This is what you, this is a tease in the biz, and if we don't get to it, you know what happens to me when that happens. Somebody mentions something at the beginning of a podcast or a show, and they don't talk about it at the end. Come on, like that stupid fucking Twilight movie with the fight scene, fucking dumb. That's what it reminds me of every time. Come on, that was dumb. So, Steve, have you guys, how much has this changed anything for you? I mean, probably not too much, because you are essential.
I are.
And I is essential.
Which I still don't understand.
What?
You being essential.
Oh, my business is.
Oh.
Because it says as long as you work from home, you can do that.
Well, it doesn't mean you're essential, it just means you're there and you should do some work anyway.
True. But
your job is, yeah, still semi-essential.
My real job claims they're essential, and now we get notice that, hey, you know what? I can't say anything bad. We're going to get paid for 40 hours, even if we work 24.
Hmm?
That's pretty fucking cool. I don't know of many places that can say that. He did. They did state and they're not sure this is what we're going to do for now and we can do it for a little while. But, I mean, I wouldn't expect them to do that for 3-4 fucking months. You know, eventually shit's going to run dry. I saw a funny
picture. Like my nuts.
Yeah.
These nuts.
I saw a funny picture on the internet of it was a bunch of chicks in two-piece bikinis and they were all pregnant. And it said 9 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I brought this up, but I tried saying, I mean, I've seen Dr. Oz and a couple different doctors say, having sex is a good thing to do while you're on, you know, quarantine. So, interesting.
Yeah, so for us, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys thought of maybe, like, you know, trying to, like, if you tried cooking something new. Or, you know.
No, we generally always cook. We don't eat out, really. Meh. Much to my wife's dismay.
Yeah, we don't either. We
don't go anywhere. We don't do anything.
We don't really either. I mean, it's almost summertime. We can go outside. I think part of the thing is people think that, well, I shouldn't say that. It depends where you're listening. If you're in New York, I wouldn't even want to go outside or go to work. Like, that place is fucking ground zero right now. And
well, for us, fuck, we can go outside, fire up the freaking go-karts and zoom around. And
yeah, yeah. And also, I think they should change the way they word this shit from social distancing to physical distancing. Because socially, right now, people need people. Some need people more than others.
Not me.
I know. I could live without talking to fucking anybody. Like, you know.
And we have a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, outside of this and, you know, everybody upstairs and whatever. I mean, I'm not talking about family. I have a few other friends, but I don't hang out with them or hardly ever talk to them. And I am perfectly fine with that. The less people, the less drama. I mean, it's just that fucking simple. I'm actually trying to take this time to sneak in a new podcast with the kids. Still trying to convince the wife, but I don't know.
If I can get an area set up at home, too, I'm thinking about doing one with, I haven't talked to him yet, but doing one with Shane, just talking about entertainment, movies and shit.
Go ahead, add it into the network.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of want to. I want to do. I mean, I want to do a documentary podcast. Like that'd be fucking cool too. You know, maybe this time is going to help us figure out how to do this shit. Where hey, let's do it tonight. You know, we don't have to leave. Nobody has to leave their house. You don't have to leave your house.
Yep. I just wish I could get better internet for not a fuck ton of money.
Right. That's part of the problem when you live out, you know, outside of town a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
Finding some good internet.
$200 a month for 24 meg.
How much?
$200 for 24 meg.
That's not good.
No, I only have 10 meg for 100.
Jesus, I don't even know what I have. I have Charter, Spectrum.
Rectum.
And I don't complain. The bill, it is what it is. It's 100% write-off for me. But so, I saw something where there's some Walmart employees who put something out there about, hey, it's not time to come to the store. It's not time to browse. Get in, get your shit, and get out.
It's a perfect time to browse. Nobody else there to fuck
with you. Right? I don't know. Just do your fucking job and shut up. And don't come within six feet of me.
But I don't know what people are using for your broadband right now, but I just got 105 download.
For my internet?
Mm-hmm.
Is that good?
It's pretty much standard now for most places.
Well, there's probably 9,000 devices running right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 running at this table. Not to mention the iPad and the fucking iPhone going on upstairs and the TV going on upstairs.
And this one downloading updates.
And, yeah. I can't complain. I would recommend to people out there, you know, I know how Charter will give you, I don't know if it's $5 a month or whatever it is, but you can get a router, Netgear router, through them. Just go buy one. We spent $250 on a router, and it has, like, you'll know the answer to this. It has two different channels or outputs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that router is worth the fucking money. Now, in the farthest corner of the house, the smart TV, no issues. No loading on Netflix, nothing. Before that, when we had that cheap-ass one that you rent and end up paying probably the same amount of money I bought the other one for by the time you're done.
If not more.
If not more, yeah, right? Like one of my sister-in-law wanted to get one of our daughters an iPad with data. Oh, it's only this much a month. Okay. Before a year is up, we can go to Target.
Here's a hot take for you. Target started coronavirus.
Ooh. That was me again. That is not true.
You sure?
No. But anyway, I'm like, we can go to Target and buy one. Yeah, it's a little pricey for a birthday gift, but nah. She's using it now for homeschool, reading books on it, and that's fucking awesome. And in less than a year, you know, if she would have got one with data, which she will never need one with fucking data.
Our kids both have them with data, but it doesn't really get used. Well, I mean, unless kids go to grandma's or whatever. But.
Yeah, and what, see, like when we go on a trip somewhere, my phone is unlimited, and it's worked awesome the whole entire time. We just turn on a hotspot. All 4-hour trip. I'll turn on my hotspot, the wife turns on her hotspot, and the kids go off of those.
Turning on each other's hotspots, yeah, with fucking kids present? Sick fuck.
Ooh, yeah.
While driving, nonetheless.
Turn on them fucking hotspots.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with a little porn music in the background.
I'd like to eat her liver with some farber beans and a nice bottle of Chianti.
Huh.
Anyway. Yeah. So I'm like, why would you fucking do that when we can go get a good iPad for... Well, okay. I'm not sure if there's such a thing. We could get an iPad for $320, and you're going to pay more than that in a year, and it's still not fucking paid for if you get it, you know, if you get it with data plan. So that's what I did, and it worked good.
Congratulations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Shh.
Don't be so fucking loud over there.
I know.
This is a podcast. It isn't a nodcast or a, you know, you gotta talk.
Yeah.
I run out of shit to say sometimes, believe it or not.
No, you don't.
All right, that's the show.
Just kidding. All right, so what's first up on the agenda?
Don't get fucking randly on me. All right, what's next? We're done. I'm out. That's a callback. Do you think he closet listens?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I know Matt listens.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll get the text about something we talked about. So, Matt, if you're out there, you know what you are?
Ha! Gay!
React to me, Matterbater.
So did you go into quarantine after coming back from Florida?
I would actually imagine he did because, man, it's such a good... We should just do a Matt's Facebook fucking segment with even without him. That's all he is bitching about every day. Fucking stay home this, stay home that. You got, whatever. So I'm guessing he did.
I'm just here for the memes.
I know. The memes are so good, like the one I sent you today.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might post them. It's political, but not really. It's just because it's funny, and the person in the meme deserves every bit of it. I'll leave it at that. All right. Oh, I did want to bring up one more thing.
What's that?
So, I wrap race cars and vehicles and stuff like that. This world is so sharing. Somebody I used to race with on the dirt track and stuff like that, brought his car up.
That sounded gay.
Shut the fuck up, Steve.
Yep. My drop board needs to make a comeback.
I know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm gonna this whole episode, because I want Steve's drop board back. So I am going to make sure.
Right there.
Oh, is it, huh? Yeah. Well, it'll make its way back. It's only a
foot and a half inch
away.
Mm-hmm. Pretty friggin' close.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I don't know if I should say this. I gotta text Jason. He no longer works at the station.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's off-air shit. I'll tell you about it.
Hmm.
Empty promises.
Hmm.
That's what he said.
Hmm.
So that'd be good to have him back.
Yeah, it would. Add some intelligence to this podcast.
Yeah. Probably would.
Or at least feigned intelligence.
Yeah.
Well. Oh.
Anyway, they brought their race car to my house and to put it in the garage, and they brought like 4 packs of fucking toilet paper because we weren't out, we were running low. But you said now Walmart is stocking toilet paper again, huh?
Well, they had Saturday. Whether or not still there is beyond me.
People are dumb.
I got more reaction at the gas station Saturday morning from that t-shirt.
Oh, the Got Teepee?
Than I did at Costco.
All right. Well, you can go at pod30network.com and click on Jay Wag Swag and get the Got Teepee t-shirt. We do have a couple more we're going to add. Steve had a couple requests. Going to change them up a little bit. We're going to throw some more of them up so you can go and get yourself some Jay Wag Swag. Also, sometime in the near future, we're going to be putting on our pre-show conversations, or parts of them, and some bloopers into fucking Patreon.
Yep.
And they're hilarious. This week, we had a little song. Who's got the COVID-19? Not me. I don't. Not this guy.
Part of the whole bloopers, outtakes, pre-show thing is to not include it in the real show.
Oh. So that's the problem. One other thing. Quick story. It's not really a quick story. It's not really a
quick... They never are.
It's not really a quick story. I'm already fucking getting tired of trying to figure out what to make for lunch and supper.
Are you not getting the free lunches from school?
No.
No?
It's only Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they won't eat the shit in there anyway. I know they wouldn't, because we're at home.
I already started showing up. We never signed up for it or anything.
Kind of makes you feel like you're in jail. Fucking... brown bag lunches show up.
Just as long if they send fucking olive loaf sandwiches, then we'll be in jail.
Really? Olive loaf?
Oh, my dad used to... fucking pimento loaf? That...
Oh, my dad used to buy that shit all the time. That, and he used to like fucking malt oatmeal. I'm like, Dad, why don't you just...
Brown sugar malt oatmeal is great. The other shit, eh.
Why don't you just take a fucking bag of sand and pour it in some milk and thump some maple syrup in and eat it? It's the same shit. Disgusting.
I don't mind malt oatmeal.
Gross. It's like a...
A shotgun to the dick.
Not quite.
Oh, well. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Pretzel.
And then when the, you know, kids are picky for about 5 years in there, at least mine are, then they start getting older and they start tuning up to more things and eating more. And it's just like, I don't want that. I don't want that. Well, that's what I'm fucking making right now. The next time you will get a chance to eat is a 3 o'clock snack. And after that, it will be supper time. And if you don't like what I'm making at supper, you always have the option for a peanut butter and jelly. Go make it. That's what I do. I'm done. I'm done with it. Or popcorn. I let them have popcorn as a snack whenever. That's not too bad for you. I probably shouldn't buy the popcorn, the extreme butter, but... All right. I think that's about it for my notes on homeschooling and stuff like that.
That's pretty fucked up.
What's
that? The freaking podcast rig has been used for homework.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's hooked up to the 65-inch 4K webcam and everything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Styling and profiling on the his homework.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plus, then they can't watch anything, so.
Good point. All right. Let's see what's next on the list. Do promo with Steve. Oh, that's not for the show. All right. How about this?
Oh.
In a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today.
Well, it wasn't today. Oh, wait. The story was updated today. Here we go. Seattle. A Washington man allegedly driving under the influence was arrested after a high-speed chase when troopers found his pit bull in the driver's seat. A 51-year-old man faces several charges, including DUI, reckless driving, hit-and-run, and felony eluding... After troopers with the Washington State Patrol arrested him Sunday. CNN reports. Oh, shit. I better double-check the story, make sure it's real. He is accused of driving more than 100 miles per hour on Interstate 5 in Seattle and hitting two vehicles. Witnesses called 911 and troopers began a high-speed chase. Just crazy driving, said State Trooper Heather Axtman.
Heather Axtwound.
A-X-T-M-A-N. Axtman to the Everett Daily Herald. Officers use spike strips to You need your drop board. The today junior drop would just fit right in there.
Yep.
Oh, man. Officers use spike strips to stop the car after the suspect exited the freeway and drove onto Centennial Trail, a popular recreational trail for walking and biking in Snohomish County. When they approached the vehicle, troopers allegedly found a pit bull in the driver's seat and the suspect steering the wheel.
Hey, whoop-roo. We should probably pull the fuck over, don't you think?
Pitbull in the driver's seat.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Pitbull. The suspect was steering the wheel. He reportedly said he was trying to teach his dog how to drive. So technically, if they did not see him driving the car and the dog was in the driver's seat, can they technically give him a ticket?
Yep.
Why, because he was holding the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Idiot. I wish I could make this up, Axtman told CNN. I've been a trooper for almost 12 years, and wow, I've never heard this excuse. I've been in a lot of high-speed chases, I've stopped a lot of cars, and never have I gotten an excuse that they were teaching their dog how to drive. The suspect was taken into custody, and his dog was taken into an animal shelter. Oh, great. Take the fucking dog to jail because some drunk decided to put him behind the wheel. Way to go. Assholes.
I'm trying to train his designated driver.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So that's that news story. Suspect in high-speed chase tells troopers he was teaching dog how to drive. Who's over there? What's up, dog? Want to learn how to drive? I want to know the dog's name. I really do. Hey, so there's blueberries and cherries behind us, and when we pull over, you're going to jump in the driver's seat, and I'm going to jump in the passenger seat, okay? Oh, yeah, I got you, dog. I got you.
People are dumb.
Yep, people are dumb.
Well, she looks like a real winner.
Mm-hmm. Woman charged after coughing on $35,000 worth of produce at grocery store. Luzerne County, PA. A woman has been arrested and charged after police say she coughed on $35,000 worth of produce at a grocery store in Pennsylvania. Margaret Circle has been charged with felony counts of terrorist threats. I like that, how they're getting all these people on terrorist threats that are, you know. Threats to use a biological agent and criminal mischief. I mean, it's funny, but it's not. So she was also charged with misdemeanor counts of criminal attempt to commit retail theft and disorderly conduct. Circle reportedly went into the store, threatened staff while she was sick, and intentionally coughed and spat on merchandise. All right, you're a fucking piece of shit. Don't spit and cough on shit, you fucking idiot. You're a COVID idiot. That's what you are. She then tried to steal a 12-pack of beer from the store for being ordered before being ordered to leave. Her bail is set at $50,000. They should have set it at $35,000. The grocery store threw away all the produce. Employees were forced to clean and disinfect everything. Well, no shit.
How do you clean and disinfect produce? Oh, they threw away all the produce.
They threw it away, and then you spray all.
I wasn't paying attention.
You know, I want to know. I saw this. Well, first of all, this chick's a fucking douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a funny story, but in the Times, 80% of people. So, I don't know. Last time I checked, we were at 100 and some thousand cases. So, 80,000 people have COVID-19 and will never get sick or don't even know it. But they're going to pass it on to somebody. Anyway. Don't be a fucking douchebag like this lady. And she looks like she fell off the top of the fucking ugly tree. And hit every fucking branch on the way down. Yep.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. She's fucking wired. Look at those eyes. Like... All right. So, Steve, are you ready to play a game?
Always.
All right. Well, I don't know where the drop is. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we are going to play Only Wrong Answers. And here is how this works in case somebody does not know. I'm going to give a situation, and we are going to give what would be only wrong answers. So here we go. Here's a situation. You're perfectly healthy, and you're having a conversation and answering questions from your physician on just a regular checkup during the COVID-19 pandemic, outbreak, plague.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed that there's not zombies, actually.
All right. I'm prepared.
There are a few. You can find them in the toilet paper aisle at your local Walmart.
I think there's one on that screen over there, yeah, coughing on produce.
Bitch coughing on produce. Get out of here. All right, Steve. So you're talking to your doctor, and he's asking you questions. During the COVID-19 pandemic.
What questions is he asking?
Let's see. Have you been out of the country in the past 14 days?
Which country?
Have you left the state in the last 14 days?
I'm in a constant state of confusion.
I don't think I've been in the state until today. Have you had any side effects? Or any...
Of what?
I mean, you're feeling perfectly fine. So, you know, the doctor says, have you had a temperature in the last 14 days?
My rectal thermometer broke off.
I'm guessing... I would be like, well, I'm hot as hell, so I'm always, you know, I'm always hot. I can't use a thermometer. It's off the charts every time. sir, take off your pants and cough. You want me to cough? Let's see. Another question would be, do you touch your face? Do you wash your hands and do you touch your face without washing your hands?
No, but I do before I masturbate.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Have you sanitized your dick?
With grape jelly.
Oh, yeah, that's coming later.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Have you interacted with anybody from outside the area in the last 14 days? I'd be like, does that include the fucking tourists that I buried? That'd be a response to that. Speaking of, I think we should jump into this other segment. Don't be a COVIDiot.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be a COVIDiot. Didn't have time to make a drop. Thought about it today. I spent more time on the intro instead. So don't be a COVIDiot. This is how this is going to work. So, you know, you're supposed to stay at home to stay safe. I get it. I agree. Go to the store, get what you need, get the fuck out. This is me normally. I go to the store, get what I need, and get the fuck out and try not to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
So... I've been practicing for quarantine my whole life, pretty much.
Yeah, like I said, literally nothing has changed for us.
So, here's my first COVIDiot. I mean, this ain't my first, but this is today. Today, fresh COVIDiot. Older gentleman, at least in his 50s, late 50s. Actually, probably retired. Because I don't work a normal shift, so I'm off during the week. I got the fucking hiccups, Steve. Anyway, so I get to see all the old people, the olds, out and about, and I have learned not to go to any store on a Wednesday. And one nice thing is now they have all narrowed it down to certain times of the day that they're allowed in stores. So, you are going off.
There's something at my front door.
Is it your crazy-ass dog going outside?
We shall see.
So anyway, this old gentleman comes into a gas station. I had to go to a gas station to install some graphics on a gas pump because there's a guy in town that owns some gas stations, and he designates like one pump at every station, donates a certain amount of cents per gallon to some stuff in the community. Pretty cool. So I'm in the gas station, and this older gentleman walks in wearing a mask. He doesn't buy anything or say anything. He walks straight over to the fucking electronic gambling machine, sits down, starts playing. He puts his hand up on his face over the mask like this. Doesn't wipe down any buttons. But so I'm going to wear a mask to look like I'm trying to protect myself. Meanwhile, he fits the old category, so you can fucking probably die if you get this. And just starts playing it. I wanted to go over and say something to the guy, but I'm like, you know what? Nature is weeding out the idiots. I think.
One could only hope.
I mean, you go... Why would you go to a gas station, which I get it, they need to be open, but people have debit cards and credit cards. You can put gas in that way. Them fucking stores should not be open. That's my opinion. My opinion. It's the dirtiest place on the fucking planet. I mean, not... You know what I mean. All the people that come from out of town... I don't want to steal one of your COVIDiots. Is one of your COVIDiots out of towners trying to come here?
Yep.
Okay. Well, talk about your COVIDiots, and then I will...
We kind of discussed them last week, though.
Yeah, so there's all these fucking jack wagons trying to come to our county because we didn't have any cases. Now we have one from all over the place because they all have second homes and summer homes here. Where are them all them fuckers going? In and out of gas stations. Gas stations suck. They should not be open. And if you do not have a debit card or a credit card to buy gas, you shouldn't be fucking going anywhere right now anyway.
I mean, just use the app on my phone to pay. I don't even have to touch it.
Either way, there's no reason to go in there.
Gas prices keep going down.
Yeah, that's fucking fabulous. It's fabulous. Yes, to gas prices, yes. Thank you to our live audience. I have a truck. Fucking $10 gives me a quarter tank. But 20, I'm almost at a fucking half. I mean, now the time when you can't travel.
Yep.
So, I don't know. That was my COVIDiot. You kind of had one. I'm trying to think. There are a few more. Oh, yeah. We saw somebody in Wisconsin here in our county with California fucking plates on their car. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you doing here? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, you know, we do have a travel ban going right here. I just wish they'd actually enforce it. Just wait at the county line, fucking stop them, send them back.
Yeah, or if you find them in town, send them back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, maybe that's defeating the purpose, too. Not really. Get the fuck out of here. I wonder what, right now, are airlines running right now?
I honestly don't know.
I saw some pictures on Instagram. I don't remember who they were. Somebody was on a plane, and it was a selfie, and it was him, and there was two other people on the whole entire plane.
Like, yeah, I don't even get how that can be cost effective, period.
Right? I think it might have something to do with if they don't fly, maybe they don't get as much of this relief money.
It could be.
But shit. If I could get on a plane and go somewhere where nobody's going outside, and it's almost like fucking I Am Legend for real. Oh yeah, that's one cool thing we kind of touched on it last week. Is I've been seeing all these movies that are getting released like mm-hmm. fucking early, like Bad Boys for Life is coming. What the hell was the other one? There's another one. Then you got some of these fucking jacklegs that are trying to we're gonna push back the release date of our movie.
Well, those are the big, big dollar fucking movies, though. But
yeah, but how
not
long
that Bad Boys wasn't, but Bad Boys had its run in the theater. So.
Yeah, but how far are you going to push it back? This fucking thing.
Some of them have been pushed back like a year already.
Okay, they're going to have to. Because the peak of this thing, my personal opinion is, it's not going to hit till the middle to end of May. It's going to be the peak. And then it's going to take a while to go back down. And then it's going to turn into, you know, towards the end of summer, like, okay, no gatherings of 50 or more. And then a month or two later, it's going to be no gatherings of 100 or more. And then it's going to slowly ramp up. I honestly have the feeling that we're probably looking around the first of the year. Unless because of the heat, because from what I understand, the hotter it is, the harder it is. This virus doesn't travel as well when it's hot. So maybe the summer can kick it out. I don't know. It is pretty fucking stupid, but there's a lot of hilarity that ensues with, I mean, the people that are, the shit people are doing on the internet is just fucking, it's all content gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to change some people's lives in a good way. I mean, there's people trying to, and how the favorite, the most popular ones are the golf trick shots in the house. Like, people are setting shit up. Like, somebody had a red Solo cup taped to a fucking ceiling fan on the slowest possible. Who knows how many takes these people did on any of these shots, but who cares? As long as they post the ones where they make it. And this guy's got this fucking, and it's like a wiffle type golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking takes the shot. It comes around fucking right in there. I mean, there's all kinds of these amazing shots. I saw somebody have a CD standing up on edge, an Xbox game, and wedged in between like two little blocks, okay, and the Xbox like 10 feet away. And he golfed that fucking CD. It went straight up and hit the slot and then sucked in. I mean, who knows how many takes, but this shit is fucking cool. Like, the stuff people are doing. And the TikTok videos I'm seeing online from like grown ass 40 and 50 year old adults, fucking full belly laughs. This shit's funny. I mean, people are getting bored. And honestly, people are spending more time with people they should be spending time with fucking anyway. That's just me. I don't know. All right. I think I'm done with that rant. Do you have any more COVIDiots? Anybody calling you to turn on their water?
No, thankfully, we haven't had to deal with too many of them. I'd actually be okay with them staying away all year. not coming up at all.
Yeah, because I'm sure they still want you to do their fucking work outside, and you send them a bill.
Mm-hmm.
You pay from, you know, 3,000 miles away, and we'll keep sending you the same pictures we've been sending you for years. yeah. I don't know. Race car drivers, I tell you. So dirt track racing is huge in Wisconsin. And around here, some of the tracks are starting, they're just now starting to postpone. They're like, we're not shutting down unless somebody comes door to door. I'm like, I get the people on the track. You're in a there's nothing wrong with that. But you have a grandstand full of people packed in like fucking, you know.
Well, they'll just have to set up cameras, record it, and
here's the problem. And the low budget shit with the dirt track racing, the money is made from the grandstands. People that buy tickets and the fucking, the food you buy and the beer, that's where the money's made. So there's no way they would be able to run unless drivers are willing to come in for minimal to no payout just to put on some entertainment. But I fucking put decals on race cars and wrap them amongst other things, and they're not
nothing
stopping.
Else will be ready for next year.
That's what they're saying. They're putting their pictures up. Here's my 2020 or 2021 ride. Like, they don't care. Sponsors are still giving them fucking money. It's unbelievable. That, whatever. I did see, if we brought this up last week or not. You see NASCAR?
Nope.
So I used to be a huge NASCAR fan. I even used to go to the race, the fall race in Atlanta. For like 3-4 years in a row, I went. Then all this stupid bullshit came out where all the cars are the same. Yeah, there's Ford, Chevy, and Toyota, but they have body templates. So basically, what's different is the decals on the fucking car. So the last 2 weeks now, there's this thing called iRacing to where you can sit. You can order all this shit. You can have a racing seat, foot pedals, and you're on your computer. You're on your PC. But it looks pretty real. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. But one of the drivers, Denny Hamlin, he's one of the most popular NASCAR drivers ever. He wins a lot of fucking races. His setup is $40,000. And he had this setup before this virus. I mean, he's got a big screen in front of him and then two of them angled off the side. So when he looks over, he's looking at a TV, but he's gaming. I mean, it's a full fucking cockpit.
Wouldn't a VR mask work just they're better for that situation?
I don't think for this. I don't think for this. There's actual foot pedals, a clutch. It's like you're sitting in a car. All he needs is the shell of a car around him, and he's...
If I were to go that far, I would have a shell of a car around me.
I mean, you could. It's a 40. His setup is 40,000. You don't have to spend that much. You can buy a regular steering wheel and pedals and sit in front of your PC with a headset on and do the same thing. But they did their second race this last week. Like, on TV. iRacing, a virtual race. They had Jeff Gordon announcing along with his last name is Joy. Like, the actual announcers from the NASCAR races calling the race. And I think it's more popular than the actual racing. Huh. It's actually pretty fucking cool. They have a sponsor and everything. And then when they go to the drivers, you know, these guys also have like webcams and shit set up recording them while they're doing it. And they go and they interview all the Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s in the race. He retired.
I think it would be actually.
It's fucking cool.
It would be cool if it evolved to a point where it was like a VR setup, but it was built into an actual helmet.
That would be really cool, yep.
That'd be funny.
That would be cool.
I might actually watch that.
Copyright. no, but it's... I'll show you, Steve, if we have a breaker at the end. It's...
I gotta take a leak, so...
I need to get some waterfall music here. Holy shit, yeah, that is a lot, huh?
Mm-hmm. All day long, baby.
I'm gonna fill up half your penis. Anyway...
Foot and a half inch. Mm-hmm.
Wide. Anyway, but yeah, no, it's pretty fucking cool. Like, I haven't turned on a NASCAR race in a long time. Unless it's like, there's two or three.
So when they show the videos, does it just show like an actual NASCAR
race? It looks like an actual race, except it's virtual, but the graphics are so good. The iRacing thing is big because they do a lot of dirt track stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so realistic when you're driving. Like,
you get the force feedback, everything.
Oh, it's like very fucking realistic. Like, you make a move, and I liked it. I tuned in to both of them and, you know, watched at least part of it.
Maybe he'll transition into that. That'd be kind of cool.
It would be. Nobody
gets
hurt.
Risky, yeah.
They fucking wad up. No concussions. The other thing that...
Does it show, like, car damage and shit?
A little bit, to a point, yeah.
It'd be cool if, like, the cars were able to get disabled and shit like that.
They are. Well, in this last one...
Might see NASCAR turn into more like a demolition derby.
It's pretty cool. They got sponsors.
Wouldn't that not be cool just to freaking have a bonus race where they just go out there and wreck each other?
That would be awesome. Because them cars are... I don't care. I know when you just touch somebody, it wrinkles up. But if you get in a good wreck, them things are like... I don't know. It takes a lot. I mean, Dale Earnhardt, rest in peace, you know, he got killed, but since that, they've mandated a device called the Hans device that, like, connects to your helmet and your neck and in the car so your head can't do a certain amount of things, and he refused to wear a full-face helmet. He always wore the helmet that came down, his face was open,
mm-hmm.
and his seatbelt broke when he was just a normal hit. Kind of, and he went up and hit the wall on an angle, but his seatbelt broke, and his face went into the steering wheel, and drove us, anyway. Since then, they've mandated all that stuff. You can't race without it, but it's cool. And what's weird, like, WWE wrestling.
Why can't they do virtual wrestling?
Well, what's really weird, fucked up, is, I just got a message from Troy Elke.
Well, yeah? What's it say?
I don't know. It just popped up. Let's see what it says. Hey there. Sorry. Had my hands full. Let's see here.
Who was she?
I'm asking if he wants to come on in a minute. Anyway, so the wrestling, like... They're still putting on their shows. No fans. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
Because they still do their same shit.
Yeah. It's got to be, I don't know. It'd just be, you know, and as stupid as it sounds, man, when we went to Costco Friday, like I said, we saw, including employees, like a total of 12 people. It was like eerie. It was weird because that place is normally balls to butt cheeks the whole fucking way through. And like every aisle has, you know, maintain 6 foot distance from, you know, one another. Well,
yeah.
When there's 12 people in the store, it's not difficult. But it was just weird. It was uneasy going through it almost.
I know. I was in Walmart the other night. We went in and I went to get, like, you know, some Benadryl, ibuprofen, body wash. I was over in that area. And I this doesn't make any sense. The one aisle where the cough drops are, there was one of them circles that says maintain the 6 foot thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 feet. Down the aisle. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, do we have a guest next week?
Yeah, but depending on how things go, we may have to forego guests for a while.
Okay, well.
We'll have to see.
Do you know... Well, we'll talk about that after. Mm-hmm. I'm asking Troy if he wants to come on next week. We'll just plan a regular show in case, but...
Yes, as of right now, yes, we do. But not knowing what's going to go on, and until we can get remote shit dialed in.
True that. All right. Well... We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
That you are not going to know about. Because all you're going to hear is this sound right here. And we're back.
Hmm.
Long pour. All right, well, we just had to take a little jackwagon break, you know.
Yep.
And I grabbed another one of Steve's sausages.
Ow.
Pretty tasty. Well, I mean, sorry, I was chewing. I know that's rude. I should probably cut that shit out. What are you doing? All right. How do you like our new backdrop? Gonna get a logo in here sooner or later. Maybe we're gonna have a couple couches in here eventually. Probably not gonna call it the casting couch.
Why would that be, Kip?
Oh, I don't know. Just go into Google and type in casting couch. Or don't.
I might.
I mean, with this whole quarantine deal, I mean, imagine if you're single and living, like, in New York or something like that. And you're just a dude, live by yourself. No roommates, no female roommates. And do you think there's a lot of guys that were put in the friend zone? Like, say you have a roommate and it's a girl and she's friend zoned to you and you know it and now you're in quarantine. I wonder if there's a lot of guys cashing in on the friend zone thing. Like, hey, we're fucking in this together. All right. Oh, yeah. One more thing before we go. Would you rather?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather have dustpans for hands or sweat jelly?
I would rather sweat jelly.
I think me too. Because if you have dustpans for hands, you can't do shit.
Nope.
I mean,
not that you really could. If you sweat jelly. I mean, but if you're not sweating.
If you had dustpans for hands, you couldn't even jerk off.
Yeah, if you sweat jelly, you could use it as lube.
Right? I mean, dust pans for hand. You can't,
would that be considered dusting off?
It could be. You could be going dust off. I mean, you can't drive.
Nope, not really.
The thing that sucks for me is I'm extremely fucking hot-blooded. Like, I'm wearing shorts right now. I wear shorts year-round in the fucking winter, and I go to bed, fan is on year-round. And half the time, I'm on top of the covers. So, sweat and jelly would really suck balls. I would really look like an idiot out in public, but I think I'd look like a bigger idiot if I had dust pans for hands. You could really bitch slap somebody.
Bitch slap.
Bitch slap.
I mean, you could really do that.
Get a job as a janitor.
You could. Oh, imagine that. I mean, but... yeah, I like the question just because it's funny, but no, the more and more I think about it, sweat and jelly is just... It's the 101. It's the answer.
Mm-hmm. You have your home. Take your shower, clean off your days-long jelly.
Mm-hmm. Although...
And then...
boy, is that really going to go down the fucking drain?
Well, yeah. Just use really hot water. And then just crank up the AC so you don't sweat.
I mean, you could just dump some barbecue sauce in your shower and throw some fucking meatballs in there. By the time you're done, you could have, you know... you'd have to dump some chili sauce. I mean, yeah, that's pretty easy, would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think that's going to do it for the show, Steve.
I think so, too.
So,
we've subjected them enough to enough stupidity.
Yeah, well, hopefully we made some people laugh, because right now people need to fucking laugh. And not be so high strung. Stay in your house, listen to shit, laugh to it. I mean, if I can recommend anything for you... At the moment, if you haven't by now, go on YouTube and subscribe to the Pat McAfee Show and the Pod PMI. It's one of my favorites. They're hilarious. They're putting out extra content. A version of live sports. They're doing like office golf and all kinds of shit. I mean, Todd McComas has a couple podcasts, documentary one. That's a good one to listen to. It's called Doc Heads. He's also got one called Fun Town. I mean, you got Think Like a Man podcast. You got... These are just ones I listen to. Trying to give you guys some options out there for some shit to listen to. Because that's what's getting me by.
Have you tried the Try Not to Laugh podcast?
I did. That was funny. It's TNTL mm-hmm. podcast you got to look for. It's got like a purple... A purple cover with like some green looking slime shit dripping down from the top. Try Not to Laugh podcast. Funny, real, and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
If you get offended easy, don't listen to it. Then again, if you get offended easy, you're probably not listening to us.
Right. So we haven't been overly offensive recently.
No, we just try to be fucking... I don't want to be fake. Mm-hmm. I mean... I just want to be real as it gets, bro.
You looked so gangsta waving that fucking beef stick.
I did. Bite a sausage.
Fucking weirdo.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, why are they shaped like this at the end? Is that like the perfect spot so you put your thumb? But then, what do you do when you get down there? I gotta bite your thumb off.
And this has been another edition of Deep Thoughts with Kip.
Yeah, I mean... Thanks for listening to our podcast. We are going to fire off a Mad Libs in a little bit, and you can go get that in Patreon. Last week's Mad Libs, if you go listen to last week's episode, which will be up tomorrow. We try to stay a week ahead in case a pandemic or something happens. Are you fishing over there?
Yep.
Thought I saw your zipper open.
Yep. Trolls are trout.
Trolling for cocksuckers. Anyway. So, yeah, go to our Patreon. There's a couple Mad Libs episodes on there that you cannot get on regular podcast episodes and stuff. Yeah.
It's boner time.
Yeah. No. Anyway, so we're going to fire off Mad Libs right now. You'll be able to find it on Patreon. It's called My Beauty Product Line. It's going to be fabulous. So when last week's episode comes up this week, it's a visit to the doctor's office. And it's belly laughs. It's funny. Good shit.
Giggle, giggle, squeak.
And stuff. So I have nothing else. Steve has nothing else.
Nope.
So on our way out, thanks for listening. Thanks for pushing play on the Jack Wagon Express podcast. We're out.